Paddy, a quality Rathmore team that you come up against there today. It was just a bridge too far for your team after a great season in Tyrone and Ulster.
Yeah, quality team, there's no doubt about that. And we had a great run in there, there's no doubt about that. Right through Ulster, right through Tyrone. Very tough football in Tyrone, and we got through it, and then went through Ulster. And had a big battle last week against Dunmore, but... I don't know that much superior tillers or not. I know that I think every ball broke for them, and there was a lot of breaking ball there, went their way, but we had three goal chances.
Well, that's the thing. There was two great saves from the Rathmore goalkeeper. That could have changed everything.
No doubt. Every other day we were getting them goals, right through the 8 games that we have played. And you know what, better man, they fell to the right man, Daniel, and it was just unfortunate. Look, they didn't go in, and they get their lucky goal, and that is the difference in the end. I know it went to 7 there at one stage, you know, but they never give up, that Galway team. So,
do you feel, you know, the break at the after half time, they got 2 points, and mm-hmm. then there was a long break for mm-hmm. an injury. Do you think that maybe upset the rhythm of the thing a wee
well,
bit?
Well, it could have. And then there was one time we were through, I think Daniel was 1-1 maybe, and he brought it back for an injury there for the blood sub. It stopped a long time there. But them's the little things, look, you're nitpicking at. And at the end of the day, you know, if we had played half an hour's football there, it was the most of it, tell you the truth. And but they got the lucky breaks, and everything broke for them. And in that full forward there, big Shane Ryan, like, he's a quality player.
Moment of regret, I suppose, for Enda McGarity and the body check, because that, you know, and it was a black card, and he had to go, you can't afford to be a man.
No, definitely not, especially against a team like that there. And it was just unfortunate, and I think he came on in the 30th minute, there were still 7 minutes left, you know, but you need all your players when you go to a pitch like that there.
You mentioned that they kept going, like the freeze from Conor Donoghue. He nailed everything. And he gave you, he got you back in a position where you score.
He gives a great platform, but boys, when you don't take goal chances, goals won matches, and we didn't take them, that's the long and the short of it.
I've written about this, and maybe Kerry men have been critical of me, but you know, just the format Kerry have, there's all the strong teams coming out at intermediate grade. I mean, Rathmore up there, they'll now be one of 8 clubs up there, you know. Do you think that's something that should be looked at?
I'm sure it should be looked at, but Galway's not a bad team either. You know, Galway's up there, and there's 15 strong teams or 16 strong teams in Division 1, you know, and I don't think there's much difference between that team out there and our team today, because as I keep going back to the goal chances, if we had took one of them.
You feel this campaign has been a good foundation for you to get prepared for going back into senior football in Tyrone?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, I suppose Tyrone football will be starting up in another 8 or 10 weeks. Well, maybe more, maybe a little bit more, maybe at the start of May. But there's no doubt about it. That'll give them boys a great foundation. Maybe other years, maybe they were coming from a promotion battle there in Division 2, and it finished maybe in September or October, and then they had a reset again and maybe struggled there coming down again. There's a to and fro in a match up and down, but hopefully this will put them in good stead now.
And for yourself and Joe McMahon, you'll be there with them next season when they go back into the senior grade.
I don't know what I'm doing in 2 hours' time. Never mind this next week.